is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. South Carolina marks the first for the state by executing a murderer by firing squad. WYFF-TV reporter Anna Dobbins witnessed today's execution of Brad Sigmund.
His arms flexed. There was something in his midsection that moved. I'm not necessarily going to call them breaths. I don't really know, but there was some movement that went on there for 2 or 3 seconds.
Sigmund killed his ex-girlfriend's parents with a baseball bat in 2001, and he chose to die by firing squad. It was the first one in the U.S. in 15 years. Both Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, died of natural causes last month, apparently a week apart. New Mexico's chief medical investigator, Dr. Heather Jarrell, also says Arakawa died first of a virus that is prominent in rodents. As for Hackman, who had advanced Alzheimer's...
Mr. Hackman's initial pacemaker data revealed cardiac activity on February 17th, with subsequent pacemaker interrogation demonstrating an abnormal rhythm of atrial fibrillation on February 8th, which was the last record of heart activity.
The bodies were found in their home on February 26th. One child has died in Texas and one adult in New Mexico from the measles outbreak, centered in a Texas county right next to the border with New Mexico. CBS's Omar Villafranca has more.
We were in Gaines County and talked to a doctor, and he's had the conversations about getting the measles vaccine. But he points that these are hardworking people, but they're very weary of Western medicine, and he says it's just not going to happen. He's been working for almost 30 years in far west Texas, and he has never seen a measles case until this year.
Officials believe that a Ford station wagon pulled out of the Columbia River today belonged to an Oregon family who disappeared while on a trip 66 years ago to collect Christmas greenery. The vehicle came apart in the retrieval. It was found last fall by a diver who had been looking for it for 7 years. President Trump holds the first cryptocurrency summit at the White House. CBS's Stacey Lynn reports he wants to make the U.S. the world leader in crypto.
He signed an executive order yesterday,
officially creating our strategic Bitcoin reserve. And this will be a virtual Fort Knox for digital gold to be housed within the United States Treasury. That's a big thing, Scott.
He said the U.S. government has foolishly sold tens of thousands of Bitcoin that would have been worth billions of dollars had they not sold them.
Never sell your Bitcoin. That's a little phrase that they have. I don't know if that's right or not. Who the hell knows, right?
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Point.
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Fort Liberty in North Carolina, which used to be Fort Bragg, is again Fort Bragg, but with a twist.
One of the Army's biggest installations will again be known as Fort Bragg, but this time in honor of a World War II paratrooper and Silver Star recipient from Maine, Private First Class Roland L. Bragg.
PFC Bragg came from humble beginnings. His story embodies the greatest generation. Born in Webster, Maine in 1923, he came of age in the depths of the Great Depression.
Lieutenant General Gregory Anderson is commander of the Army Post near Fayetteville, North Carolina. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Scientists have dated the skeleton of an ancient child that caused a stir when it was first discovered because it carries features from both humans and Neanderthals. The child's remains were discovered 27 years ago in central Portugal. New techniques have allowed researchers to date part of an arm bone to about 28,000 years ago. The research is in the journal Science Advances. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJM weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the mid-20s. For the weekend, more sunshine than clouds and warmer. High in the mid-40s Saturday, low 50s Sunday. Dry through most of next week and warm. Lots of 40s and 50s, even some 60s. Right now it's 33.
Memorial Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits. W-R-G-N.
And he danced for you in worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe, he jumped so high, he jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. Sail in New Orleans, I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age. As the smoke ran out, he talked of life, talked of life. Laugh clicked his heels and stared. Said his name Bojangles and he danced a lick across the cell. He grabbed his pants and feathered stance, whoa, he jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh, he let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. At minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South, he spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him your grief. Set a dance now at every chance in honky tonk. For drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. Cause I drink so big. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, please. Mr. Bojangles, dance.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Timeless hits here on WRJN, your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings 6 to 9 with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
Let's talk about an ugly word, debt. I'm Navy veteran Phil Briggs, and at my lowest point, I was drowning in credit card debt until I turned to Navy Federal Credit Union. Their cash rewards and cash rewards plus cards now offer a 0% intro APR on credit card balance transfers for 12 months. So dominate your debt with Navy Federal Credit Union, where our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. After the intro rate expires, variable APRs are 14.9% to 18% based on credit worthiness. Rates are subject to change. ATM fees for cash advances are up to $1 at non-Navy Federal ATMs. Offer ends March 31st, 2025.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
gravel in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
local news. And now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world.
WRJN.
Call me.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare.
I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got a year. Oh, I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. He said it would.
I'd rather live in his world than live without him.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Take a good look around, and if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait. Put a little love in your heart. Each and every
R.J.N.